It's because you're a nigger. That's why nobody likes you, fucking fat ass nigger. Kill yourself, nigger.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the Make a Precious Poll News Network, where we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about Fasci, your friend, our bud, the white power, white power. He was like, Lou, stop using lowlies in your thumbnail, or I'm going to stop watching your videos, Lou. Okay, well, you shouldn't blackmail people. That's mean. Blackmailing people is mean. Please don't do such things. Very mean to blackmail people. Don't do that. Also, let's look at my thumbnails. Let's look at them. I don't see any lowlies in this one. I don't see lowlies in this one. I don't see... Technically, if you want to get into technicalities, this is a lowly. Baser's only 16, so, I mean, technically, this is a lowly. Tanya is a lowly, I guess. I guess you could use this as a... Lou, are you going to stop using Tanya? Go fuck yourself. No lowly. Oh, look, a fully closed lowly. Like, just the head part of lowly. That doesn't count. There's a lewd lowly. It's from Zelda. Zelda lewd lowly. One lewd lowly spotted so far. Okay, this looks of age. This looks of robot. This is probably a lowly. So we'll give it like two lowlies. Okay. There's two lowlies. There's a fully clothed. That doesn't count. That's not lewd. That's wholesome. Look, I'm scrolling through all these videos. Where's all the lowly thumbnails? There's Tanya lowly. Tanya shouldn't count. Tanya's my avatar. You want me to stop using Tanya? There's a baby lowly, fully clothed, wholesome. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't even use that many lowlies. Look at this. I haven't used a lowly in so long. Look, where are the lowlies? I don't even see lowlies. There's some lowlies right there. Finally. It's like so rare. Whatever, I don't use... My thumbnails are lewd, but artistic. Yes, man says, Tanya's a salary man. Exactly, it's a man. It's not even a lowly, it doesn't count. Exactly. It's a 1,000-year-old lowly, it doesn't count. PNC says, sign, you're not using enough lowlies. I need more lowlies, yes! More lowlies required. Exactly. Yes. Good idea. The secret flower image was good, says Rakistan. My NeoCities people disagree with you. People on NeoCities told me to stop using real-life models and use 2D models because they are far superior. So they said, why did you use a real person, Lou? Dumb. I agree with them. I should have used 2D. What was I thinking? Fasci says rights for whites just likes complaining at people in the community. That's good, though. He should push back against stuff he doesn't like. I like that. Luke says, have straight pussy in your next thumbnail. Is P for pussy? Is that what you mean? Have straight P pussy? Is that what you're talking about? Is that some Zoom speak I don't know of? I feel like a goddamn boomer when I don't know shit. It's infuriating. Anyways, what? Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Have I said that already? I don't even fucking know. Probably. What are we gonna talk about today? Got tons of quickies. What quickies? Twin-headed girl gets married. 18-year-old British... This wasn't in there. Scam Bankman Fried is better in his actual name, kind of. Sentenced to 25 years. The Venezuelan migrant, Adderall. And for the actual show, the Anon that was kicked out... The Anon that lived in the dorm room that I talked about. The dorm room Anon. Supposedly Dorm Room Anon posted. We'll read his post. Then P. Diddy. We'll talk about P. Diddy. I don't really even completely understand this P. Diddy situation, but we'll talk about that. Is birth control destroying women? And for the finale, Femoids blown the fuck out. Remember when I used to say back the fuck out? Remember that? Those are good times. Miss those times. Twat. First post. So who fills the penis when they coitus? Picture is... News broke today that conjoined twin Abby Hensel is married. I don't know why I've seen I've seen at least 15 minutes of some sort of info Graham or info television show of this fucking abomination, this god abomination. Who fills it? Actually, only one of them fill it. One of the heads has complete control of the body. The other head is just kind of stuck there, like a fucking god, the gnarled baby, like a fucking baby appendage on your, the side of your hand. Whatever. One of the heads can't fill anything. It can only sit there and talk and eat. And I don't even know if it can eat. One of the heads is just there for the along for the ride, basically. That must be fucked. Imagine not being able to control the body. I bet the woman that could control the body has resentment towards that fucking head. Like, God, if I just didn't have this head, I could just cut it off, but then I would kill her. Fuck, might kill me. What a whore, like, what a fucking shit fuck of a situation. Also, what the fuck, like, what are you doing, dude? What? Why are you with these people? Why? What is going on? Why are you attracted to fucked up DNA? Why are you attracted to fucked up DNA? Stop it. What the hell? This dude has some weird fetish with getting a dual blowjob every single time or something. This Britbong says, the nerves transmit feeling to both brains. You're right. They can both feel everything, but only one of them can control the body. Maybe, or something like that. It's complicated, I'm sure. Whatever. Total fetish, blowjob, fixation. At least they're not trannies. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Finally, someone who actually should be called they-them. Ooh, they-them, they-them, yes, they and them. Each head, one head is they, the other head is them. One pussy, twice the nagging. What a fool. Ooh, yeah, yeah, accurate. Double nagger, whatever, that's a quickie. Whatever, that's a good thread, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one, but we gotta get out of there. Scam Bankman fraud, sentenced to 25 years. Sam Bankman fried. Got 25. That dude, so with good behavior and schmucking, he's gonna be out in like 3 years. That's the only amount of time he's gonna serve, like 3 years. He's not gonna serve 25 years. What the fuck is it? This is the crime of the century. This dude got away with the crime of the century. And he's got a slap on the wrist. 25 years. What the fuck? Dude, Jewish lawyer power, man. Jewish lawyer power defending other Jews from shit. What the fuck? In a 4-star prison. Yeah, he's also going to be in a prison. If you guys don't know, there's a state where they have prisons that are like the Netherlands prisons, where it's all open and whatever. So basically, these rich fuckers pay money and shenagle to get transferred to easier prisons. Or prisons that are specifically designed for rich people that get imprisoned. Which there are such things. The whole prison system is a fucking scam. The whole everything about prison is a scam. The way they treat people in prison, the way they call it rehabilitation, everything about prison's bullshit. It's literally legal slavery. That's what prison is. I was about to say slavery is, but the one and the same. Private prisons are Jewish. Yes, you're right. Next thread. Shamal says it's not for the rich, it's for Jews only. Ah, I see. The Jew prisons. You're probably right. Yeah. I don't know that for sure, but yeah, I'll go with it. Venezuelan migrant that blew up on TikTok after instructing other migrants how they can squat in people's homes has now received a social security card, a driver's license. Oh, and he also claims he's getting $350 a week from the government. Picture is him holding his social security card, Ohio license, and green card. Why, he got it, what? So quickly. There's very easy ways that all these people help each other. These illegal immigrants get into the country and then they share with people back home how they got in the country, and then it propagates like a virus. And thus our entire fucking civilization of America is destroyed by bullcrap. Why did he have to pick Ohio? Didn't he hear it's full? Dude, it's not just Ohio, you idiot. It's every state. They're flooding migrants into every state because they want to fucking turn America. They're trying to turn America with illegal votes. Illegal citizens casting illegal votes. Just keep flooding them in. Don't send them to Martha's Vineyard, though. That's not allowed. Whatever, less immigration, less We need to Operation Wetback, like real Operation Wetback. Also, birthright citizenship should be removed. That is bullshit. Fuck all that. Fuck all of that. Fuck all of that. Heretic says Reagan gave illegal citizenship in the 80s, and California has voted left-wing ever since. Dude, Ronald Reagan is awful. Ronald Reagan is held up as some sort of god by the boomers. Dude, everything about the boomers irritates me. But they love Ronald Reagan. They love that guy because Ronald Reagan gave them 1/3 of the government's budget. That's Social Security. I mean, he gave them all the power, man. Ronald Reagan gave them all the power. I hate Ronald Reagan. Next said, what's the deal with Adderall? Picture is Adderall. I'm a college student and was prescribed this to treat ADHD and depression. And when I first took it last summer, I stayed up until like 3 a.m. just edging. I saw a psychiatrist and she wants me to keep taking it because she thinks it'll help my depression. Dude, I tried to get Adderall. I begged for this shit. They would not give it to me. And now you're trying to get off of it. And they're like, no, just keep taking it. What the fuck? You know how frustrating that is for me? I went to the fucking psychiatrist. Dude, I went to a rich Jew psychiatrist that lived in the place she did business in. It was dumb. It was Jewish. She lived in a goddamn mansion and she did her work in that mansion and she made tons of buku bucks. And I was like, can I please have Adderall? And the fucking high ass bitch was like, no, take this other stuff. I'm like, no, I would like Adderall, please. She's like, well, just take this other stuff and then we'll try it. And I just, fuck you, bitch. So fucking frustrating. Beaner's going, oh, look at all my Gibbs. Look at all my Gibbs are bollocks. Dude, it's not fucking, dude, it's not false, dude. It's not fake. It's not fake. That those squatter laws are real. Is the TikTok kind of like an embellishment of everything? Yeah, because the guy wants to make money. But it's not fake. It's not fake, dude. The Gibbs thing for the illegals isn't fake. I lived in California. I lived there. I knew the Gibbs in California. Look, I knew the Gibbs in California. And there's some major Gibbs to be had. And if you think that these immigrants are not getting Gibbs, you're insane, man. They were giving them $2,000 across the border because of some bill that was passed. Imagine you're a poor beaner, take a video saying you have Gibbs, you get looks and likes. Yeah, you do, but he is actually getting those Gibbs. Maybe not that $350, but he definitely has a Social Security card. Like, maybe you're saying he's a legal U.S. citizen and he's just doing this all, like, it's all bullshit. Yeah, definitely possible. Definitely possible. But what he's faking is real. That's the thing. Guys like that are well poisoners. But whatever. I had a friend that was an illegal Mexican, came into California illegally, had an illegal Social Security card and all of that. I knew that guy. So, I mean, I directly interacted with illegal aliens. They went to the same school that I did and he literally joined the military and then got full citizenship after marrying this bitch. And then the military let him keep it because even after he divorced her or whatever. Married her, divorced her, got citizenship. Bada bing, bada boom, like that. First post says, it's meth in response to Adderall. It's meth. No, seriously, it's literally meth with an additive. No, it's not. It's not just meth with an additive. Look, it's very close to meth. It's in the same family of drugs as meth, but the structure of the molecule is different than meth. It's not just meth with an additive. That is not accurate. Also, if you look at people that have done meth their whole life, they look fucked up. And if you look at people that have done Adderall their whole life, they look fucked up in different ways. It's not like their skin's peeling off. It is very close to meth, though, but it's not meth. Like saying CBDs are the same as THC. It's just not the same shit. This American says, why does it seem like they overprescribe shit like Adderall, opiates, and benzos to everybody but me? Every doctor I've seen in the past 15 years seems reluctant to prescribe that type of shit to me. Well, this is why, Anon, because you're poor. Because you're poor. You're poor, and you're going to the poor doctor. These people are rich, and they're going to the rich doctor. You see, the rich doctor does whatever you ask him. You ask him for Adderall, rich doctor gives you Adderall. But if you're poor and you go to the government-sanctioned psychiatrist, the government-sanctioned doctor, then they're doing what their little fucking spreadsheet tells them to do to stay in the lines. Oh, we're prescribing too much Adderall, gotta cut that back. Oh, we're prescribing too much of this, gotta cut that back. Okay, they're not getting paid the buku bucks by people. They're not the rich doctor. See, there's rich doctors, there's poor doctors in America. Do you have money? Do you not have money? It all matters. PNC says, functional methadicts don't look like meth heads. There is no fucking funk. No, I've seen people that have used meth, and just the longer you use it, the more it tears you up. Tears you up. It's not about being a meth head. It's just it tears you up over time. You could be a good, you could be like Hunter Biden. You just use it over time. It fucks your teeth up. Meth fucks your teeth up. It fucks your teeth up. It rips your skin off. So there's just something about meth that fucks you up. PNC says, I've seen people 20 years into their functional addiction. They look normal. I don't know what you're telling. They're probably missing all their fucking teeth. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how they could look normal. They're not doing meth then. It fucking destroys your teeth. I don't see how you could take meth for 20 years and have perfectly fine teeth, let alone the rest of their skin. I also don't know how you could do meth for 20 years and be normal. Like, are they like saying they do meth and they don't actually do meth? Or do they do a bunch of other drugs and they just do a little bit of meth every now and then? Like, I don't know. I'm talking about people that just, like, meth is their drug. Yeah, with dentures. Yeah, so they don't look really normal. They fucking get dentures and shit. They're missing all their teeth. Eh, whatever. Don't do Jumaceuticals. They're bad for you. On to the actual show. Actual threads. I was arrested for inviting a Swedish woman to live with me. That's what really happened. I'm the guy who was kicked out of his parents' house and living and eating for free in the university since 2008. I was recently in the news and labeled a terrorist and 40 years old and homeless random guy. I'm 34 and a student in the math department. You're not a student anymore, dude. It's been over 9 years, you fuck. You're not a student anymore. You're supposed to be done now, you idiot. There were some abandoned dorm rooms that were ineligible for students. Leaky ceilings, old structures, no electricity, no water supply that were shut off and inaccessible to the public. Basically, an entire section of the building left to decay. I opened them up with a crowbar, called a locksmith to put some locks on, and gave them out to Europeans who were messaging me and wanted a place to live with a small fee. Dude, you're literally renting out the school's rooms? Okay, you do not own those. You're renting out shit you do not own. It's like if you came into my house, you went into my fridge, you grabbed my food, and then you went outside and you start selling it to people on the street. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Yes, you should be in jail, because you're doing shit you're not supposed to be doing. Also, the school could probably be held liable. People get fucking hurt in those rooms. At least in America, some kike would do that. What the fuck? Unlike the rent Jew, I just asked for a small percentage of their earnings, if and when they had any, and also showed them how to eat for free here. You, dude, this guy is so, dude, oh my god. Based, but also, wow. Dio says, holy fucking based. It is based, but god damn it. God damn it. It is illegal. It's definitely illegal. It's based, but also very illegal. Luke says, he did nothing wrong. Let people enjoy things. He had it good. I'm jealous of how good he had it. I'm jealous he had free rent. I'm jealous he had free food. I'm jealous he was renting out his rooms for money. It's called subletting. He was subletting the school itself. And he got a fucking Swedish girl to come jet into the school. Holy shit. The dude was a player. The sweetest girl was a girl I met on Tinder. What the fuck? He set to Sweden for fun one day. He met her on it, and then she said she dreamed of living in her country. What the fuck? Holy shit, random. Wait, this guy's living the dream. Oh well, you're in prison now. Get fucked. I guess you're not in prison. You're out. You're like riding a. If this is not LARPing, you're here. Whatever. Who knows? Go back to India, leech on their taxes. First post, meme flag it says. He was a king, Luke says. He was Lord of the Flies. He was definitely a Lord of the Flies. Guy getting laid while some anons with jobs and houses aren't based. Dude, not only that, he was getting money from subletting fucked up rooms in his dorm. These are my favorite threads. Fucking keck. Well, that's why the Jannies ban him. This thread is banned. The Jannies banned this. They waited until it got like 300 replies, then ban. Cypher says he gave people a place to live and an education. I don't think they were getting an education. I don't think they were even supposed to be there. Actually, they're probably getting in the way of everyone that was like, there's people probably actually there that paid to get an education. And now all these fucking people that aren't even supposed to be at the school are hogging up all the, like, imagine 20 people in the dorm next to your dorm, and what chaos that would cause. I don't know. They're probably loud as fuck. I think they own the place. If I was a student, I'd be very annoyed. I follow the rules. I'm a rule faggot. Also, never take a student loan. Student loans are scams, and they're there to enslave you to the government. Never, ever buy a student loan. Never, ever get a student loan. It's the worst thing you could ever possibly do in your life. It's the worst possible thing you could ever do. It's worse than a credit card. It's worse than you could go and just give a hobo $5,000. Be way worse than that. I don't know. Just don't get a student loan. They're terrible. This Anon says, arrest makes national news. Today I'm back at the dorms and waiting for lunch. Greece has a new hero. Yeah, if it's not LARPing, yeah. They're so socialist in those countries, though. Even though you don't have rights, it's like, I don't know, some weird abomination of America. Dio says, why take a student loan when you could just live in a rent-free dorm for free, eat for free, and go to classes for free? Yeah, there was some guy that made a thread about, I talked about it. He tried to go get lunch after school one day, and they're like, sorry, it's closed down, you can't get it. But he's like, where are all these people going? And they're like, they're going to the faculty lunch. He's like, the faculty lunch? Where's that? And he's like, oh, it's down there, but you're not supposed to go there. He's like, well, fuck you. And he literally just walked to the faculty lunch. He just walked in. All the food was free. They didn't even have to pay for the food, so he was just walking up, grabbing whatever he wanted, and then he sat down and was eating. So he was getting free faculty lunch. Like, fuck you. I don't care if I'm not faculty. I'll eat the lunch anyways. Get fucked. Same with Hilton's. You could just, like, you could walk into a Hilton in the morning and get free breakfast at a Hilton. You could just do that. It's crazy. Whatever. Next thread. P. Diddy Hollywood pedophile ring federal charge. A lot of people think P. Diddy's a fall guy, but I think he's a fall guy, but also he's definitely a pervert that has done all of this stuff. Definitely a sexual deviant. Also probably a fall guy. Also Jews are involved. You know there's Jews involved in this. You know it. I don't even know what all of it. There's some child trap. What is this, Lou? What's going on? What's going on? Some child trafficking ring or sex trafficking ring involving blackmail and Hollywood and the recording industry. Just it's fucking pedophiles all the way fucking down. And faggots. Pedophiles and faggots. Jamal says, you aren't fascist if you don't like rules. Exactly. Jamal gets it. Rakistan says, P. Diddy raped Justin Bieber. Maybe. Sure. Justin Bieber probably raped a million little girls. I mean, honestly, Justin Bieber probably fucked so many willing little girls. Just saying. This Swedish Anon says, probably just the fall guy and all the big names are left out of it. Exactly. It's like the fall nigger. You know, it's the fall nigger. The stupid nigger is going to take the fall. Nigger's not powerful enough to take on the Jews, so no one will get punished except the nigger. Diddy didn't kill himself, I called it. That nigger will definitely blab if they don't kill him. If they don't kill that nigger, he will blab. That nigger will totally blab. Niggers don't fucking give a fuck. They'll blab. If they're blabbing on Jews, they will blab instantly. If they're blabbing on niggers, nope, they won't blab. They will keep their mouth zipped tight. So he won't rat on any niggers, but he'll rat on all the fucking kikes, guaranteed instantly. They must have fucked some Jew's daughter. And they must have fucked up somewhere, man. Something must have got... It seems like a lot of... with the Sam Bankman Fried thing, the P. Diddy thing, and a bunch of other stuff, it just seems like some sort of the structure's collapsing. Some of the structure is collapsing. Buck status broken. Yeah. I don't care about this low-level scapegoat unless major politicians and heads of financial institutions are going down. Then it's a nothing burger. I agree, but we're likely not going to get anybody but P. Diddy, sadly. We're not going to forget about the Epstein-Maxwell, no matter how hard you try. Maxwell just freaked out because she's trying to appeal her case. And they were gonna not allow her to appeal it. And she was freaking out And then I guess they allowed her to appeal it or something. So who even know? Dude, that Epstein-Maxwell thing is not even over yet. And if you follow that stuff, then Maxwell was the real brains of the fucking operation. You look at the art. There was some kid that got diddled there. And he drew this art. And in the art, the center figure is not Epstein. It's fucking Maxwell. Maxwell's at the center of the fucking picture. Epstein's off to the side getting diddled or something. Whatever. I don't know of any. There's no information about the PD. There's not. Who cares? I don't know. It's all Jews. It's pedophiles. There's no information. Gay niggers from outer space. Every single day, never ending, nonstop, without fail. I hate minorities more and more every single day. Nothing stops it. Please let a meteor hit this fucking planet. Animals deserve this planet more than us. Fucking niggers, pajits, spics, chinks, and every white person who mimics their cultures all need to die. The world ended in the 40s. Please, God, genocide the human race. Based. This guy said based Biden going after sexual abusers. No. No. Definitely not. Definitely not that. Whatever. Next thread. Is birth control destroying women? Picture is Al of Athena, who definitely looks like someone who is way past that wall. The pill stole my 20s, spent a decade miserable, thought it was me, sad face. Lady Liberty, the pill stole my breasts, gave me cancer. Like you had breast cancer? The pills give you breast cancer? You know a large portion of women get breast cancer. I mean, I don't know, that might be cope on that one. You have to test your mammaries constantly, silly goose. Uncomfortable, same. Same as the pill stole 20s. Yeah, go. The pill definitely fucks with your hormones. And I don't think women should take it. I don't think women should take anything that fucks with their hormones like that. The shot fucks with their hormones. I feel like sometimes a woman's going to take the morning after pill if she doesn't want a kid or something. Is that okay? It probably fucks with you. It probably fucks with you. So, I mean, if you're okay with totally fucking up your hormones for who knows how the fuck long, sure, take it. Thing is, you shouldn't be doing that in the first place. Why are you fucking some guy you're not willing to have his kid? This is fucking weird and crazy. You should aspire to be something more. I'm glad when women suffer. I like you, Romanian. Yes. They just get it so easy, so early. It's frustrating. Cypher says, blames pill for her sadness. Dude, that is also a very frustrating and annoying part of it. I was going to talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up, and I almost zooped past that. Thank you. Yes. Annoying. Cypher says it was definitely her. Yes, you're right. You're so right. Dio says, Cypher, women on these drugs have all sorts of random emotions. Get them off of them, and they'll default to being happy and only get sad when it's appropriate. Dio, you're wrong. You're right and wrong. My ex-fiance was not on any sort of birth control or any sort of anything like that. And she hadn't been on them for years because she said they fucked her up and she was not fucking normal. Okay, guaranteed. So you're not right, Dio. But also, women shouldn't take those drugs in the first place. It's their fault. The thing is, women want it both ways. Women always want it both ways. You can't have it both ways, bitch. You can't eat your cake and have it too. You're supposed to do it the right way or something. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Eat your cake and have it too. Unabomber! This leaf says, one of the many things that biochemically destroys women, modern diets and various chemicals they're exposed to. Yeah, lots of chemicals and everything. Everything is chemical, everything fucks with you, everything gives you cancer. Clownwell says, women have hormones. Yep, they aren't as crazy when they just have babies like they're supposed to. Yeah, imagine that. Dio says, I bet she was taking something behind your back, Lou. My mother got off that shit and she became a wonderful person. I guarantee she was not taking it behind my back and she wanted to get pregnant. Just saying. This leaf says, if your girlfriend's on the pill, she's been letting guys come inside her. Unless you're a biologist and can differentiate between your cum and someone else's. She's been letting someone else's cum inside her alongside you for the entirety of her relationship. You can't prove shit. That's funny. Eating a cancer pill every day because a Jew told me to. Yeah, not good. Those daily pills are definitely the worst. Sky says, no, birth control is not destroying women. Just remember, women are idiots and are constantly doing idiotic things in an attempt to prove otherwise. Awesome. Next thread, finale of the day. Pimoids blown the fuck out. Inshallah. Starting on Friday, March 29th, that's tomorrow, probably today if you're listening to the show, content that focuses on intimate body parts for a prolonged period of time will not be allowed. Are they going to go nuclear on the women's channels? On the hot tub channels? Are the hot tub channels finally going to get cracked down on? Because Twitch is nothing but porn. That's all Twitch is softcore porn. I'm so autistic. PNC says, a woman with baby fever is an insane woman. Dude, a woman is just always insane. That's what I've learned. Just always constantly insane. Constantly not logical. Dio says, system has to be torn down so women can safely be put back in their proper place. Yes, I agree. They should willingly put themselves in the proper place to keep their drafting rights where they cannot be drafted. In order to keep those, they should put themselves back where they were, or else we should give them real equality. First post meme, well, I was gonna say meme, Nepal, that's a rare one, Nepal. Can they show them on short bursts? I assume kind of, but this seems like a way for them to really crack down on them. Like, oh, you're showing your boobs, you're flaunting your boobs a lot. Okay, banned. This America says, you just need to define viewing times and maybe window size. Poor Twitch bunnies. They want to keep it as vague as possible. Dude, all these rules are as vague as possible for a reason. They want to be able to just ban whoever they want. That's the point. Oh, look. The girl that was playing video games on her ass. Ass green screen. PNC says, women want to be on the leash too. They need rules and expectations just like a child does. Yes and no. I agree, but you do that and then they think you're an abuser, or they turn on you, or blah blah blah. He's not my Prince Charming. I need my Prince Charming instead. So then they fucking start doing that kind of shit. So it's, women will never ever get what they want, and they will always lash out when it's not what they want. So they will always lash out. A woman will never just sit there and be fucking happy. It will never happen. There's women that live with billionaires and they're not happy. You know why? Because you just can't fucking please women, humans, women. And the money is not a good example, because money does not buy happiness. But you could just give the women's everything they fucking want and could desire, and they still just always miserable, always drama, always something, always something. Never peace. The only time there's peace is in the fucking sack. That's the only time while you're fucking her, there's peace. While you're fucking her and she's your fuck buddy, there's peace. Then when kids get involved, then when relationship extends, then there's no peace. Clown World says, you have to sell it to them, Keck. Once they realize they like it, they give in. Clown World, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Clown World, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. What about Shy Lily? And it's a VTuber. I think the VTubers will be safe. This is actually quite entertaining.
Yapping.
Oh my god. Right into fucking pussy.
Alright, do you want to pull bikini chain pull?
This is definitely not happening tomorrow. Oh, she.
Or raise up, go higher.
She literally has a camera under her ass. Are you kidding me? This must end. This must end. It's so easy to be a woman. It's so easy to be a woman. Fuck women. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. She has braces too. Doing the Belle Daphne grift. That Belle Daphne grift. Put your hair in pigtails, bitch. Whore. God. What the fuck? Okay, whatever. Huh. Looks nasty. Look at that rash. Yeah, her ass wasn't even that good. Doesn't matter though. It's a bunch of fucking underage children in that chat. They love it. I can see it now. A second camera set up to show boobs for like 3 to 5 seconds when some faggot pays bits. So yeah, so they have the cam on their face, and then when someone tips them, oh, you get boobs and ass momentarily, and then it flips back. Oh, this could be funny. Luke says, I wish I was a woman. I'd be able to just do this shit. Yeah, but you're not a woman, Luke. You're a man. Life sucks, but you got lemons, make lemonade. But not by cross-dressing, I guess. You guys should help Luke get laid. That should definitely help Luke get laid. You should help me get Luke laid. If you want not Bimboy Luke, help me, you fucks. Also, I'm sorry, Luke, if that embarrasses you, I love you. Trust me, you don't want female hormones going through your fucking brain. You don't want it. Cute cell, I'm grooming her. It's probably a fucking tranny, Luke. Everyone on the internet's fucking gay. But if it's an actual whammon, then good. But if it's a fucking man that's calling himself a whammon, again, for the millionth time, Luke, I will not be pleased. Let's get you a real girl in real life. PNC says hookers is an option that should be used more often. Yeah, I mean, that is an option too, Luke. I mean, just wait, and then you can just fucking get a whore later, really. My friend Griff lost his virginity that way. A lot of guys lose their virginity that way. And after he lost his virginity that way, oh, guess what? He's out fucking chicks now. So it's just like you gotta kind of just pop that fucking cherry and get past it, and then it gets better. Women are a fucking annoyance, that's for sure. And unbearable at times. But also, they have a very nice wet hole. And I also like when they touch me and hug me and kiss me. I long for human touch. I want an actual connection, not a whore, bitch, I guess. Oh look, break room anon. It's over, sad. That's all you had to say, Jesse? Why does anyone watch Coomer streams? If you want to watch a gaming tournament, use Twitch. It is Twitch. The Coomer streams are on Twitch. If you're horny, watch Cam Soda or something. Whatever, man. It is on Twitch. I just was on a Twitch stream where it was immediately into ass pussy shot. Constantly, nonstop ass pussy shot. Luke says, my entire life, the vast majority of my friends have been female. I have no issue talking with women. Damn. Rough. Dio says, boys don't need love from a woman. They need to cement their sexuality. That's sad, but slightly true. They can get a woman when they grow up. You say that, Dio, but fuck if I'm still looking. Women are like dumb men, so it's really easy to talk to them. Oh my god. It's all gossip and shit. 1 out of 10 whammons will 100% react positive to lewd ideas. Friend-zoned femboy cell effeminacy issue. Poor Luke. Keep working at it, buddy. You'll get it. Anyways, that's the show. Don't stream your boobs and ass tomorrow on Twitch. You're gonna get banned. That's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
There's a no shoes policy.
No shoes policy. So I have to put on some slippers because we like to keep it clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you show me around?
Yeah, of course.
What do you like about this house?
I love my grill.
It felt like we were visiting somebody's house for the first time, and they were excited to show us around.
So this is your room?
This is my room.
Wow, it's big.
Yeah.
Got your TV.
TV, DVD.
Yeah.
Computer, closet, clothes. I have my own sheets, everything, you know.
How is the bed? Comfortable?
Yeah, the bed is comfortable. Sit.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a college dorm.
Except it's not. This is a minimum security prison in Norway called Bolstoy, where Dardan is serving a 1-year sentence for drug trafficking.
I have my washing machine, my dryer, and I have my shower. Brand new. Boom.
So these are heated floors.
These are heated floors.
You don't see that in most prisons.
Oh, I know.
How do you think Americans will react when they see this prison?
They're going to think we're crazy here in Norway.
Why?
You guys have another view on prison. You're like really punishing these people. It's like they're animals.
North Dakota has been implementing some of Norway's principles